This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn, today,
Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're rocking around the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Christmas tree as we get ready for a Freshman Friday double dose and all kinds of good gifts for the holidays here. Super Don, happy Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Happy Christmas, Merry Holidays, yes.
All of that stuff. And, of course, I know the Hanukkah candles are lit up all around the world, too. And whatever you're lighting up, we love to light it up, too. Wait, I don't know. Does that sound right?
I'm lost
Morgan,
already.
Am I in trouble?
What type of eggnog have you been drinking, Rob?
That's right. It's organic, raw, and it's loaded with... No, I don't drink alcohol anymore. So, anyway, Cap Morgan, hey, Freshman Friday double dose today. Are you up for it right before the Christmas holidays? Or you just want to take a break and leave now?
What could be a better Christmas present for me than spending some extra time with you guys?
I don't know, Super Don. Does that sound sincere? Or is she just messing with us?
I'll take it.
Why can't you take it in the spirit that Super Don is? Why are you
being annoyed? Because our nails aren't done as pretty as yours. That's why.
Don't have nail envy. You'll have a little manicure under the Christmas tree or the Hanukkah menorah.
Snowflakes or any kind of fun stuff on your fingernails for the holidays?
I do actually have a little snowflake and a little reindeer. They're super cute.
See, you make us feel so much more pretty when we're together with Freshman.
Just doing my part.
Hey, y'all, we got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, going to join us, talk about the ruse of parental rights, thanks to the United Nations, SB 18, et cetera. We're going to talk about, because we got to talk family stuff. Christmas holidays, everybody getting back together, things we all need to be talking about. That's coming up. But, you know, as we rock around the Christmas tree here, Super Don making that Christmas music do so nice, we have got to do some Freshman Friday. So, Captain, what shall we open up with today?
I want to start by discussing iodine do's and iodine don'ts, if that's okay with you.
Ooh, okay. Iodine for the holidays. You get a little iodine in your stocking stuffer? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, we have a whole cabinet full of iodine that my dear husband has stocked up on, and I don't quite know what to do with it, but it's been recommended to me a few times recently for some various things, and I don't fully understand what iodine is for in the body. It seems like it can help a whole bunch of different things, but there's different types of iodine, and how do you know if you're deficient? Is there a quick and easy way to test that? Somebody said you can, like, slather it on your skin, and if it gets absorbed, then your body needs it, but if it doesn't get absorbed, then you're good. But I tried that, and mine didn't absorb, and it just sat there. But then somebody else said that I needed it for, like, some other medical issue. So
wow.
I'm a little bit confused. My mom says to just eat more table salt.
Ooh,
so,
no, mom, no.
What's the real answer to my iodine issue?
I love your mom, but no on the iodized table salt. That's the wrong form of iodine, you know. The thing is, it's about forms that your body can utilize appropriately, of course. And, you know, there's Lugol's iodine solution, which is very easy to do. And, you know, often you can put a couple of drops in water and drink it. I like to do topical iodine personally. You know, I will spread it on, you know, different areas. Even you can put it on your throat. Obviously, it's going to discolor your throat if you do that right near the thyroid area for a while until it is absorbed. And it is true that, you know, if you're saturated, your body is not going to go, hey, grab that iodine, let's pull it in as fast. And that's what I've seen in my own system. You know, how fast it just kind of disappears will indicate to me, hey, you know, I had a little bit more need in this case. But I always want y'all to remember that iodine doesn't work in a vacuum. Iodine and selenium are very critical friends, and you want to make sure you're getting adequate selenium orally. That's it. Selenium you don't slather on your body. You take it orally and the whole food form that we like here. But the iodine topical is a very simple way to do it. Now, you can also use concentrated forms of iodine. There are different strengths, so to speak, you can have. And you can use them topically on warts, on moles, even on cancerous lesions. And iodine can just dissipate them over time topically. So there's some very interesting uses. But most of our focus goes into the thyroid. In fact, I think our guest this hour, Roseanne Lindsay, has written extensively about iodine in her book, Nature of Healing. And she has information on her website, natureofhealing.org. And, of course, I always defer to Dr. David Brownstein when it comes to iodine. He's the man, right? And we have some archives. And I think last year, in Canada for the Total Health Conference, which we're going to be going back to, I believe, at the end of March or April. I'm not sure. I think April. That's the guy. And I go back and listen to the archive from about a year ago when we were in Toronto. And I had, you know, a limited time with him. And I said, every question that I've been wanting to ask you, I want to get it done before I let you go. And we did it. It was an amazing little interview. So there's some, you know, insight into our archives that you can get through SoundCloud. I don't know. Superdon, can you actually do a search like for Dr. David Brownstein in our SoundCloud page and they can find it easy?
I don't know that that is searchable like that.
Okay.
No.
Because they
can
always...
what you'd want to do is you'd want to search the website.
Okay.
And find out what the date was on that, and then you can find the date on SoundCloud.
And you can actually do a Google search or probably even a good Gopher search, like Robert Scott Bell, Dr. David Brownstein, should come up in the search. Then from there you can dig into that for more Captain Morgan as well and all of y'all listening.
I'll pull it up, and I'll put it in the notes. Let's get back to talking about iodine and not our archives.
Oh, so. Gosh, darn it. You know, we can't even promote our own archives. Never mind. Okay, Captain, you're in the lead.
Okay, so there's topical iodine, and then there's internal iodine. I'm assuming that you can't use one for the other, really.
Oh, I do. Yeah, in fact, it's just a matter of the right dilution, what strength you need, and I always will put it in a big glass of water, you know, a couple of drops, two or three drops, and I can drink it that way. But again, I think for those that aren't sure, doing that topical absorption is great because you don't have to worry about, am I getting too much? I've actually used too much iodine before. And I've had it come leaking out my toenails. Weird, I know. Yep. But your body finds a way. It's smart. If you give it what it needs,
what?
It knows. No, I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Leaking out your toenails?
Well, it just kind of went. It's like it opened up. Said, hey, it's leaving. Right? So I obviously had enough.
Let's get back to what we need the iodine for here before we gross everybody off the radio. I was told that thyroid problems. Mm-hmm. There is, of course, the very popular cleansing of the pineal gland situation.
Okay.
Cysts. You said something about cancer lesions and moles. So, like, if I have, like, a weird mole on my arm, I can dab some iodine on it, and it's, like, good to go?
Correct, yeah. You know, so a concentrated form of iodine locally. And yeah, it's pretty intense. You know, that's why you don't want to overdose on iodine unless it's a colloidal iodine, which I don't know if anybody's selling that, but you won't overdose on that. But as I said, your body knows what to do. And, you know, because it's in the halide family, you have the problem with chlorides, fluoride, right, fluorine, that kind of thing.
Right.
blocking right. the receptors for iodine. So you want to make sure if you're, you know, if you have a fluoridated water system, right, wherever you live, that you have the Echo water with the filter specific to fluoride to pull that out. And of course the water chemicals detox that King Bio has to help as well. But, you know, the iodine also is very, very critical for preventing breast cancer of all things. And one of the things I did talk to David Brownstein about, because, you know, I've heard protocols where women were using iodine vaginally for really rapid absorption into the female system. And, you know, he said, yeah, that can be done, but he didn't say it had to be done that way. But it was another thing that some have claimed is a rapid route of addressing breast cancer.
We have just gotten really personal here.
I'm sorry. We have to be candid about healing.
Jeez. Yeah.
My goodness. Leaky toenails. Oh my God. Everyone, I promise not every episode of Freshman Friday is this graphic or medical, but...
Don't kid yourself. Cap Morgan loves it when we do this.
I really don't. okay, but in all seriousness, so iodine, is it a cleansing item? Like what category of supplement would you put this into? Like, it's not necessarily like bone strengthening or something,
no,
right?
It's an essential mineral. It's essential protective. I mean, you know, it works so much on fundamental functions of the body, metabolism. Again, why it works so critically importantly with selenium. But we also think about ionizing radiation, right? Certain radionuclides or nucleotides, how which way they say that, can impact the thyroid. And so, you know, use potassium iodide or kaliiodatum, which is the homeopathic form for, you know, if there is a kind of a nuclear accident, which, you know, let's face it, there are some issues around the world. And so that's why they say have potassium iodide pills at the ready. Mm-hmm. But we can use kaliiodatum, which is a homeopathic form. And by keeping your system saturated with iodine, it protects the thyroid from radioactive iodine sources.
So people who struggle with, you know, thyroid issues that lead to weight gain and some of those types of hormonal imbalances, is iodine something that can treat that?
Yes, but you'll have a lot of folks that will say, stay away from iodine. A lot of doctors will say it. And I have to, I'm sorry, Captain Morgan, refer back to Dr. David Brownstein's interview. It was so powerful and direct in that answering that question. So we'll make sure we have links up in the show notes to that as well. And remember, homeopathic iodine is called iodum, and that can help you metabolize the iodine properly if you're not sure. And if you have too much, it'll help you to relinquish that and release it as well. However, and I'm not saying everybody's going to get leaky toenails. I'm just joking about that, just to gross people out, because Cap Morgan loves to be grossed out. Anyway, folks, we got a good news here, because we have a double dose of Freshman Friday, because we can't get enough of Captain Morgan and all her wonderful questions. And getting it back to the basics. So stick around. We've got Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, coming up next. We're talking about the UN attempt, along with California, to usurp parental rights, parental authority. And, yeah, we'll get into it because it's a holiday time. What would Jesus do in this case? I'm serious. We're going to ask the question and answer it, too. So, folks, stick around. Lots more healing to go. Holiday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back with Roseanne Lindsay after this.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Scott Bell Show. Those of you still wanting to give the gift of healing for the holidays and beyond, I think there's a cool way to do this. I don't know if she has one of these things like gift certificates for healing, but natureofhealing.org. Naturopath Roseanne Lindsay joins us right now. Do you have like gift certificates for healing people or something?
I could make some up, definitely.
Okay, all right. Well, very cool. You guys, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org. She actually does consults from afar, so people from all over the world can reach out, and their links are up in the show notes. I got you on today. We were heading into the Christmas holiday, and you know, I've been talking a lot about family stuff, the rights of the family, the rights of the children. We find that under SB 277, parents don't have the right to say no if they want to send their kids to public or private school. And then now this SB 18 comes up, and we've been covering this in the last week, I'm sure you're aware, that basically says, yeah, no, parents don't have any rights at all with their children. The children have the rights. I'm like, where did this come from? I have kids. You have kids. Where do their rights derive from?
Right. It's another distraction. And I wrote an article because it's all in the news. You know what you're talking about. And people are distracted by this idea of children's rights, which I call a ruse. I mean, I call it for what it is, because what we have to remember during this season of gift giving, it's a good time to remember that our rights are not gifts from the government.
Mm-hmm.
Government can't grant us or deny us these rights that are inherent just by being born. They're given by our creator. So We have to remember the government's role is not to provide safety and security, which is what they're trying to do here. They're trying to provide safety for the child, you know, couch it in those terms. But it's not to protect our physical bodies. They don't have jurisdiction over that. The role of government is simply to protect our liberty. Nothing more than that, and we have to remind them of this. When government suddenly creates this excuse, it's in the best interest of the child. We have to step back and not try to defend ourselves against that. We have to start asking the question, by whose authority?
Nice. By whose authority? That's a great question to start. And you're right. Our founding fathers said to secure these rights, right? That was the point, to secure these rights, not rights that they made up through government, but rights that they believed and perceived as we do here come from the virtue of our birth, basically. And now we're talking United Nations treaties impacting on governments within these United States, including certain treaties that haven't been signed, which include this one, but California seems to be operating under the United Nations playbook with SB 18.
Yes, and again, this is an intimidation and way to make us surrender our rights and give up informed consent in order to receive some kind of benefit. Like in the case of SB 277, if you give up your right to informed consent, you can go to school. You know, it's a benefit you get if your schooling, your children get schooled. But actually, the Supreme Court calls that an unconstitutional condition. And this is what's happening. They're taking these international treaties and taking language right out of it, whether these treaties are ratified by the U.S. or not. They're taking the language, the courts are taking the language, and the legislatures, the states are taking the language, and they're putting it into new laws. Mm-hmm. And they're passing it like that without public input at this point.
Karl Marx for governor of California. Quote you have in the article that you've written at natureofhealing.org. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. The family must itself be theoretically and practically destroyed. That's a quote from Karl Marx. Karl's had some tire marks on him if he came to Texas at this point, but in California he'd be lauded as a hero, apparently. Again, family, Christmas time, Hanukkah time, whatever. You're getting together with your family and suddenly you're going, wait a second. Do I have control over my children, or does the government? Based on, you know, what my perceived beliefs are versus what the government says is right. Oh, you're abusing your child because you're not vaccinating them? For instance, you know, what other things will they attack the family on and take children away?
Exactly. The government seems to think now that it has the authority, that the government authority can be substituted for parental authority. And when Marx talked about this, he said it was for the sake of capitalism. But right, we already know that capitalism doesn't exist in this country. The markets are manipulated. This is socialism and corporate fascism is what we are living under. And that is actually what these laws are showing us.
Yeah.
We are back into the master-slave paradigm here. And it's just, I mean, we've always been, you know, when government tells us that, and they teach our children to accept that there'll always be some kind of authority that they must obey. We grow up learning this, and we're conditioned to believe it. So when rules like this come about, all we can do is react to them. We can't stand up and know who we are.
From rules to the ruse of children's rights is the article. Roseanne Lindsay, my guest this hour, and we're going to talk about what would Jesus do, or what would they do to the baby Jesus if he was born in the manger today? Oh, stand by. We got that and more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the nature of healing? Well, all we got to do is ask our guest, Dr. Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, teacherofhealing.org, talking about the ruse of children's rights today. And again, I think it's an appropriate topic heading into the Christmas weekend. It's, you know, if there's ever a time people spend family time together, a lot of times it's coming back for Christmas. Now, if your kids are growing up and they're adults, maybe you're not thinking about this, but many of you listening right now have children who are under the age of majority and are at risk of being taken from you through medical kidnapping or otherwise, particularly in California. because of these made-up rights that don't exist for children. I joked, Roseanne, about, you know, my kids, what's their right? Their right is to live. That's it. After that, I tell them, right? You know, and of course, I'm not totally an authoritarian parent, but you have to have that idea that you're stewarding them through things. And mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you block experience, but man, oh man, if the government had, you know, its ways with my kids, we wouldn't have kids because of the things I perceive and believe about life, liberty, and property.
Right. Well, we do have a right to live freely, and we have a right to think freely, and we have a right to choose our medicines and our foods freely. Nobody else has the right to do that for us. And for somebody else to tell us that they have a right over our children means, and if we actually buy into that argument, we are giving up our power. We're giving up our rights right there. And talking about children's rights or parental rights puts us in a position of disempowerment because when people talk about wanting to add parental rights as an amendment to the Constitution, that's going in a direction that's going to take us down a dark hole because we shouldn't be talking about that. The Constitution was an instrument to limit powers of the federal government. What's not in the Constitution is to be determined by the states and the people, both of which are sovereign. So it's not an argument about parent rights versus children's rights. These are given and taken away by government. Government doesn't have those rights. So it's a clear signal to take back the language and start talking about inherent rights. Our right to freedom to think for ourselves, our right to be, to freely live wherever we want to. And when they ask us where we live, they're looking for an address, which puts us in their jurisdiction. All we have to say is, I live in my body.
Yeah, well, and remember, I've talked about this on the air. I don't do it every day, but the idea that we must have a birth certificate, stamp our kids with an identifying number, a de facto, you know, a beastly number, I perceive it to be, and then at that point entering these kids into an assumed jurisdiction where the state claims ownership or stewardship over them. Right? And even the concept of marriage licenses. These things welcome the state. You invite them in. It's like inviting the vampire in. It can't come in unless you invite them in. That concept is sound on a spiritual level. Now, the question is, what would happen, like, you know, move 2,000 plus years from the past into the future, baby Jesus born in a manger today? It's all, in all likelihood, if he was born in California, the state would claim ownership over him.
Yes, and we would hope that the parents and the three wise men, with their gifts, would say, "Hold on a minute, we have what the baby Jesus needs right here. You don't control his body. You know, you don't control where he goes. Well, we're taking care of him. We have this frankincense, gold, and myrrh, and that's all he needs."
Yeah. Well, and we in the Christmas myths busted. One of them was the three wise men. They said it might have been 200. Nobody knows because they didn't actually mention a number. But since there were three gifts, they figured one per wise man. And they happened to be the magi of the Zoroastrian order, interestingly enough. I wonder if Zoroastrianism would be allowed in California.
Under this dictate, I don't see how they would be holding any power. If you're not part of the legislative, you know, executive branch command or part of the court system, you are nobody. That's what basically these rights are now legalized, or you don't have any. So we have to start talking about rights just like you do every day. We have for the past 20 years. You have been like paving the way for people to understand what's actually happening now, why we need to know what you've been talking about. And we have to start talking in this language because we need to take the language back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they alter the definitions of words to the point where they're meaningless, and that's what they count on, because then you fall into their trap, and, you know, it's unlawful what they're doing, but they get away with it as long as you empower them and perceive them to be the authorities that they're actually not. Now, what would Jesus do? You know, I think about that. People have bumper stickers, what would Jesus do? And it's like, would Jesus say, render under Caesar that which is Caesar's, and then give your kids away? Or if Jesus had kids, his kids away. I mean, this is absurd. Really, this idea that the state owns and controls everything, just give them what they want and they'll leave you alone. No, give them what they want and they'll take even more.
Yeah, and it's funny you said seizure. I can't even say
seizure
as if it was a seizure, which it is. And
Freudian,
that's what
but that was appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. And he represents that. And that's what they're talking about. The child collection agencies, that's what CPS really stands for. They do not have any power under natural law, under the Constitution. They don't have the power to take baby Jesus or any baby. And if Jesus was a grown man and they were talking about coming to take his own kids, I would say, what would he say? People like to refer to Jesus. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? I think Jesus would say what he said, which was, the power of God is within you. He would not submit to that kind of authority because he knows that he is part of the Creator. He has a spark of God within him, and nobody can tell him what to do.
Yeah, so I wanted to make that distinction because a lot of folks, you know, good Christian people will say, render unto Caesar. It's like, really? You're doing that with your children by entering them into that jurisdiction or buying into, in California, the idea that the United Nations treaty language, which is not even ratified, is being utilized in SB 18. But, of course, many of the political left have given up the religion of their youth. Look, if you want to, that's your freedom. I'm not dissing you on that account. But adopting the medical church, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, as your God. And at that point, you're turning over your children based on that into medical kidnapping situations. Because most of what the government disagrees with in terms of raising children are those parents that say, you know what, no vaccines. I'd rather not use an antibiotic. I don't want chemo. Right? That's suddenly the rallying point to take children away.
Yeah, what's happening in California is a test market, and they're seeing it, watching it play out. Everybody's watching it play out. They're using the language of the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child, which is the UNCRC, and I have it linked in my blog post, my article. And what's happening is, you know, this country is just experiencing the ramifications of what that language is doing, but other countries have adopted this act provisions, like Sweden, for instance. Homeschooling there is illegal. Right now, homeschooling is still legal in California, but we can't talk about, I mean, if we're talking about rights, we can't talk about legalizing these rights. These are draconian, insidious laws that do not apply to us. So that's what we have to come up right away and state before we even talk about what these laws are going to do to us. Mm-hmm. They only do to us if we allow them to do it to us. So in Belgium, for instance, doctors can terminate the lives of babies under 1 year old if the child is disabled and no parental consent is required. Is that what we're going to accept here? I mean, if we accept this provision, then what is next? Just like you said earlier.
What do they call it? Do they call that late term abortion in Belgium?
Possibly, yeah. I don't know what they call it.
Postpartum? Unbelievable. You know, again, the right to life is the one right that they say, no, you don't have that, right? The rights of the child. We talk about their right as a parent to live. They talk about their right as a state to terminate. Absolutely incredible. Well, again, I'm not trying to bring a bummer Christmas message because we're heading into the holidays, but I think this is an important message of any as you get together with family, and I want y'all to be talking about this. And talk about it in terms of spirituality, your spiritual beliefs, whether you be Christian, Buddhist, Zoroastrian, Jewish, whatever. Talk about the role of the family, of spirit, of soul, and its relationship with a servant government versus the slave-master relationship you talked about, like they're implementing in California, making everybody potentially wards of the state, and you exist at the pleasure of the state, only as the state says you can exist, much less how you exist.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. It's Marxism. Marxism is back. Medical mandates under Marxism. It's anti-social socialist dictates. And they are purposeful in trying to unravel the fabric of the family. Because, like Karl Marx says, the family must itself be theoretically and practically destroyed. That is what's coming to fruition now. And we need to go further back, before Karl Marx, to Confucius, who said the strength of the nation derives from the integrity of the home. So I say, as the family goes, so goes the nation. What they're trying to do here is unravel the fabric of the family.
Yeah, alter it so that it becomes a collectivist ideal, which is not an ideal at all. It's a degradation of integrity and rights, as you seem to lose it more and more by the, well, basically the alignment with the United Nations guidelines and treaties. All right, we got a couple of minutes here before we wrap up with Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. Roseanne, what kind of things can people consult with you about, right, through Skype or phone or however it's done now?
Yeah, they can go to my website, natureofhealing.org, and look at my fees page, and just they can actually consult, choose a consult package that they like right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, as we talk about it, we reach all over the world with this show, and there are a lot of places, even in the United States and Canada, where they don't have access to good naturopathic support. And so have you had folks from around the world connect, or mostly the U.S. and Canada?
Yeah, I have people in Germany. I have people in North Dakota. I have people in on the East Coast. I can do it through Skype, through phone. All I need is a saliva sample because I look at the energy signature of the person. The person does not have to be present.
Mm-hmm.
And I come up with a plan that goes out 10 weeks to follow. And then if they want to do any follow-up, they can do that too.
Wow, that's very generous. I would only give them 8 weeks and make them bet for an additional two. Nicely done. Yeah, bonus time. All right, so go to natureofhealing.org. And, of course, the article about the ruse of kids' rights is a great article. Check it out. We've got it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We've got a little less than a minute left here. Are there any other articles that you're working on over the holidays? You're going to take a break till you kick it back up in the new year?
Yeah, I'm taking a break.
There are no breaks. Who taking breaks?
Well, my consciousness will continue to work, but I think my physical body will rest.
Right. Well, I was just thinking the bad guys are probably not going to take a break. They're plotting to take your children, everybody. Don't rest totally. But as I say, you rest this weekend with the family. Engage in these discussions. These are very uplifting discussions. They're not meant to frighten you, but they're meant to wake you up. Wake your aspirin up to do the right thing, to teach your kids differently so that they don't fall in the traps we fell into in our lifetime, in our parents' lifetime. So, Roseanne, thanks for being with us, a special holiday Christmas time edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Scott Bell Show. All right, if you don't want to see Mommy kissing Santa Claus, make sure you get her a really nice gift. We got to do a gift-giving segment, don't we?
Especially if you're dad, right?
Especially if you're dad, right? Don't be giving her a bowling ball for Christmas.
That's why she might be kissing Santa Claus instead of you.
Hey, y'all. Hey, remember, of course, the gifts we'd love you to get are those gifts of health and healing that you could find in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and many of them discounted for the holidays and because you're a listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, including Echo Water. I think it's 20% off for the holidays. So they've got all the new systems that are coming out. So very exciting stuff. But what if you have someone really weird on your list, right? Like me or Super Don. What are some hot Christmas gifts we might like? And we're going to borrow it from a list, in fact, titled about the hottest gifts for Christmas for the weirdest people in your life. I don't know who had the idea for this, but we'll pull some ideas from it or some gift that we might be encouraged to either get or definitely not get.
This list definitely is made up of things that I've never seen before.
Now, I'm not saying that I want everything that I'm going to, because there's too many gifts we can go through in this short segment, but I will mention the ones that jumped out at me that made me chuckle. First one for me that made me laugh was the Vladimir Putin scratching post for your kitty cats. I just find that very funny. I don't know if that's a liberal thing or what, but they say if you can, you know, Donald Trump can scratch Putin's back, why can't your cat?
I see. Right. I would just get that just because it's cool.
Yeah, totally.
And you would not have seen this on a list from last year.
This is new, all new, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
no, they wouldn't have come out with a scratching post with Vladimir
Putin. Putin's all over the news right now.
Of course, for the pyromaniacs in your gift-giving circle, a flamethrower. This may have been on last year.
This is cool. There isn't a guy out there, maybe some of the women too, who, you know, who would not want to at least try using a flamethrower one time, right?
Well, to dispose
this is
of
one of those
the,
things, like driving a tank or something,
right.
You know?
If you're going to dispose of the Christmas tree, why not do it with your own flamethrower that you got for Christmas?
There you go, an actual flamethrower, and it's the picture's neat. It's got Santa sitting there with a flamethrower going with the flames.
Yeah. Well, Rogue One is out. I still haven't seen it. Super Don, do you recommend it?
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Because Norm Singleton, were leaving the show on Thursday, he says, go see Rogue One. So I'm encouraged to see it because it's the return of Darth Vader. And every weird person in your life wants a 16-foot-tall inflatable Darth Vader holding a candy cane.
Why not?
Just in time for Christmas, candy cane lightsabers. So, yeah, no, you see this picture of this little kid. It's like dwarfed with,
oh my God. And yeah, the Darth Vader's is huge.
Man.
Very cool.
That.
Now, this next one, you were rather impressed with because it seems like a very practical gift for the men with facial hair out there.
Yeah, a beard bib. I think this is great. Now, if any of you men out there that have ever tried to, you know, trim that beard, it leaves scraps of beard everywhere, right? You have to
and the wife is just like, honey?
Yeah, come on. Don't stop leaving your hair everywhere, right? So this is like a bib that it holds itself up. It defies gravity. I'm not sure how it works, but it catches all
little
of your
suction
hair.
Cups. Because the way they've got it, it's a little hard to see, but it's got suction cups that clip that stick to the mirror.
Yeah, it looked like it was a magic trick. It was floating. But yeah, so this bib will catch all of the hair when you're trimming your beard. So I think that's kind of a practical one, especially for the manly men out there that can grow a beard, not like me.
Yes.
Anyway, so that was good. What else jumped out for you? Is there another thing that?
Well, you know, they had a couple of things here that you actually said were not a good idea because they would keep you sitting on the toilet for too long. But they had one was like a little mini golf game that you could use while you're sitting on the toilet. And the other one was a thing that will hold your phone so you can text.
Yeah, no. Listen, get on, get off if you can. Look, I know men, you just want to whatever. But come on, get the squatty potty or make your own version of it because you don't want to sit there forever.
I would say the one that stuck out for me were candy canes. And they come in four great flavors. Gravy, bacon, wasabi, and pickle.
I am not ordering any of those. Unless they're kosher for Passover, then maybe. Just maybe. And the shot glasses in the shape of toilet? No. Thanks. I'll pass on that, too. Folks, if you want a weird Christmas gift for the weirdest people in your life, we got it linked up in the show notes, including a tactical kilt for those of you Scottish men out there in the audience. For now, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with a whole other hour of broadcast healing as we work into the Freshman Friday part due. And questions of the day as well. Thank you all for being here. Appreciate you so much. Merry Christmas, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.